micro podcasts from Films from the Future. William of Ockham was a 14th century English philosopher, friar, and theologian. From historic accounts, he was a sharp thinker and a somewhat controversial religious figure of his time. Yet these days, he's best known for the scientific rule of thumb that bears his name. Ockham was, without doubt, a religious man, but in his theological work, he challenged people to question the validity of complex explanations for things where simpler ones worked equally well. It wasn't until after his death, though, that people began to attach his name to this type of thinking. The idea that simpler explanations are more likely to be true than more complex ones goes as far back as Greek philosophers like Aristotle, probably further given the somewhat obvious nature of the observation. Yet it's Ockham's name that we now associate with a simpler is probably truer approach to making sense of the world. Ironically, Ockham's intellectual incisiveness was focused on making sense of faith-based interpretations of the world and how we should live in it. As a Christian, he was a believer in God, publicly at least, and committed to interpreting God's will and actions through what was written in sacred texts and what was observable in the world around him. He was a firm believer that the ways of God are not open to reason. He'd have probably got on well with Palmer Joss in Contact. At the same time, he was no fool. He realized that where two or more explanations for something existed, the simplest, least fanciful one of them was more likely to be closer to the truth. This is, of course, something that every parent and teacher knows well. The dog ate my homework really struggles to compete with alternatives like I forgot. It's this realization that simpler explanations are more likely to be true that has led to Ockham's razor becoming part of the canon of 21st century scientific practice. There are multiple definitions of the razor, so called because it helps cut away misleading ideas to reveal the truth. But most of these come down to stating that when there are multiple explanations for something, the one that depends on the fewest assumptions is more likely to be the right one. Simplicity, in this case, comes about because we have to make up less stuff in order to explain something. A more direct description of Ockham's razor is that if an explanation for something involves wild stories and fantastical ideas that cannot be tested, it's probably not right. This is how Ellie invokes it in Contact when she first meets Palmer. To her, there wasn't any point in talking about faith and belief because it failed Ockham's razor at the first hurdle. Faith, to her, especially faith in a higher being, relied on too many untestable assumptions where there were simpler explanations. And while she discovered that life is often not that simple, the principle remains a powerful way of sifting out attractive but dangerously misleading ideas from those that better reflect reality. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.